And it is time for the county executive report. As far as Nassau is concerned, that means Laura Curran. And we welcome her on this final Tuesday of July. And we say, how are you? Hope everything is going great.
Everything is great. Good morning. Happy summer to you and your listeners.
It is great to have you. You're having a good, I tell you, the summer, the weather and everything else. We got another hot one today. You know what? It's always good to see these beaches and everything else. But with that being said, you got to be careful. You know, I just did a seg on the COVID, Madam County Executive. And, you know, the thing is, the numbers don't lie. And we've got some upticks and everything else, positivity levels. We haven't seen it in a couple of months, right, as far as going over the 2% mark and whatnot. It's a little cause for concern, especially in other areas of the country right now. But in essence, what can you tell us regarding your neck of the woods here?
Well, it is a bit of a concern. We are seeing the numbers going up. We're up over 2% for the first time in a long time. So the one thing that makes me not freak out about this is our vaccination rate in Nassau County is leading the state, and we're pretty much leading the country as well. So we're now up to close to 82% of folks 18 and older being vaccinated. That means at least one dose of the vaccine, you know, on track for the second, or completely vaccinated. And 97% of seniors 65 and older are vaccinated. So that's the really vulnerable group, as we know, the older folks. And, you know, among the African-American community, the Hispanic community, we're also above average in terms of our vaccination rate, and also with young people. However, because of this uptick, and we don't want to jeopardize our very robust reopening that's happening, we want to make sure kids have as normal a school year as possible starting in September, which I hate to say it, kids, but it's right around the corner. I'm encouraging everyone, if you're on the fence about getting a vaccine, now is the time to go to your doctor, go to a healthcare professional that you trust. Don't necessarily go to Dr. Internet and see if this is the right time for you to get the vaccine. The thought of putting normal, and we've gotten back to normal, our concerts in Eisenhower Park are off the hook. We have thousands of people coming, businesses rebounding, kids getting ready for school. We don't want to put that at risk. Vaccination is the key. It is the passport back to normal, and we're almost there.
No question. Now, with that being said, was it counterintuitive, Laura, based on the fact that some of these sites closed yesterday and the fact that these numbers are elevating here? What about the aspect right now? You know, Jones Beach, I mean, listen, and it doesn't mean people still can't get the shot. They can. They have to know where to go and everything else. But, you know, would you like to have seen some of these mass sites still open based on what we're seeing right now?
You know, honestly, it didn't make sense because so many of our people are vaccinated. Those mass vac sites were great when we didn't have a lot of vaccine, people didn't know where to get it, and there were so many people that needed it. Now we're the reverse of that. Most people have had it, and it's widely available everywhere. Your local pharmacy, your CVS, your Walgreens, doctor's offices, it's really easy to find this. We've actually kept one of our county Department of Health vaccination sites open. It's on Wednesdays at our Department of Health, and interestingly, it had kind of plateaued, the number of people coming. Now, with the concern and everything in the news with the Delta variant, it's starting to go up, so we're seeing a few more people coming in on Wednesday, which is good news. We want to get as many people as eligible that are vaccinated, and remember, if you're under 12, if you have a child that's under 12, they're not eligible yet. If we want that child to go back to school normally, we got to stop this virus, and the vaccine is the way to do it. And I know a lot of people say, well, I can still get the virus if I get the vaccine. But I will say the chances of getting it, first of all, are much lower. And second of all, if you do happen to get it and you've had the vaccine, we're not seeing those folks in the hospital. We're not really seeing them getting terribly symptomatic, going on ventilators or, God forbid, dying. It's just really not something we're seeing at all. So there's a chance you may get a mild case.
No, you're right. And that's why, you know, we say it's 100% effective of landing in a hospital bed and more so potentially passing away because of this thing. And, you know, listen, you want to take that chance. And I ask people that all the time. You know, that's the thing out there. So that's where this thing becomes effective. And even more so, let's say you are asymptomatic, okay? You have a chance of transmitting this thing. Okay, see, that's what people forget sometimes, that if you don't want the shot and you get it and you're asymptomatic, well, guess what? You put other people in harm's way now. That's not right. Okay, so in essence, that's a real question. And if you get the shot, the mitigating of it all from a transmission standpoint is lessened in a big way, which a lot of people don't think about that as well. So, you know, that's something. Now, with that being said, you bring up a very important age group, and that's 12 and up, 12 to 15. I think I read 45% of those individuals, 12 to 15, they have gotten the shot. Is that correct?
That's right. So in Nassau County, 12 to 15, 45% are vaccinated. That's higher than the state average, which is about 39%. So we're overperforming, but we could do better. So we've started these student vaccination days at Kennedy Park in Hempstead, and it starts today, actually runs through Saturday. You can make an appointment, go to our website, or you can just do a walk-in. You can see, you know, opening at 9 a.m. You can see our hours on the website. But we're hoping to get a lot of people in, a lot of young people in. Any students are eligible for this vaccine.
Great stuff. Very important, folks. And that is ongoing. That's going to be through Saturday, the end of the month. Very important stuff, and it's happening at Kennedy Memorial Park, that is in Hempstead. Walk-ins available, right, over there?
Yep, walk-ins available. You can make an appointment, or if you're passing by and you want to get your kid vaccinated, seize the day, seize the moment, you can walk right in.
Okay, good stuff over there happening in Hempstead. Now, with that being said, the governor stated, and I thought it was pretty good, that he did this, the $15 million, I think it's $15 million the state will spend. And that's going to target communities with the low rates and the high levels of new cases. And we're talking, folks, in Long Island, I think it's 21 zip codes they're talking about. In your neck of the woods, I know you got areas like Elmont. I mean, this is where, you know, the rates are low and the cases are high. That's where you have to kind of come in here. So that's where the state is going to focus a little bit more on these zip codes, correct?
Yeah, that's right. And any resources we're happy to have to get the word out. You know, we've been doing Facebook Town Hall Live. We've been meeting with community groups, talking to faith leaders, to all kinds of community leaders just to get the word out. And, you know, I'll be very blunt. I've been vaccinated. All three generations of my family are vaccinated. And it does give you a certain level of confidence. You know, we talk to our health commissioner all the time. Anytime there are concerns that come up, we talk to Dr. Larry Eisenstein, our health commissioner, and it's, you know, it's safe, it's effective, and it reduces the risk. Is there such thing as zero risk? Of course not, not in anything in life. But the chances of getting sick are diminished, and the chances of getting very sick are highly, highly diminished if you're vaccinated.
I mean, and it's effective 100% of landing in the hospital. You can get the shot. Listen, I got the shot. If I have to get it again, I've had it way back before the shot came in. If I get it again, I know and I am confident enough that I will not enter a hospital or even get worse because I've gotten the shot. I mean, that's where it's proven. And, you know, even more so, I'm not going to be able to transmit it to any older folks that I'm in contact with. And I'm in contact with plenty. You know, I have a lot of seniors in my family. So, in essence, that's where I kind of feel good about things. You know, I don't have to worry about getting them sick, which is another part of the equation. Laura Curran with us, County Exec. Nassau, of course. All right, so patrols are in place. And you have a lifeguard yesterday at Jones Beach at around 11 o'clock or so. He saw a fin and a bit of a tug. And then all of a sudden, he's got a gash on his calf. So, listen, the waters are warm from the tropics and everything else. That's what happens right now with these things. They love to kind of congregate. And here we go again as far as needing a bigger boat, right? I mean, we've got some sharks out there. You got to be careful, right?
We need a bigger boat. That's good. So, yeah, last year we had about 20 shark sightings, which was much, much more than normal. We've already had a few this year. They normally have to start, you know, last year it started happening around late July, and here we are late July. Now, it's unclear whether this creature, the munch on that lifeguard, was actually a shark. The state is investigating it. It's going to take some days to figure that out. But the fact of the matter is, we've already had some shark sightings. Warmer water and cleaner water attracts the bunker fish, which is the bait, which the sharks and all the lots of other fish like to eat, you know, other creatures. Whales, et cetera. We have more whale sightings as well. So So, you know, it's just a gentle reminder from Mother Nature that we share this beautiful island and the waters off of it with other creatures. So we're asking people to listen to the lifeguards. If it's time to get out of the water, listen to them. They know what they're talking about. And we have enhanced patrols from our Marine Bureau and the Nassau County Police Department and the Aviation Bureau. Those are the guys up in the helicopters. Just to keep an eye out, to get word to lifeguards if they need to clear the water. And one interesting little factoid is avoid swimming in the ocean if you take off any glittery jewelry that you may have, because the glint might look like scales and make you look like an attractive snack. So it's best to not wear that kind of stuff. And anytime you see a lot of activity out in the water, if you see a big, you know, a lot of fish swimming around, maybe some seagulls and other marine birds up ahead, you might want to avoid that area. That could be attractive to sharks.
Listen, I love the ocean, okay? But there's a reason why I only go up to my ankles right now, you know, because it is what it is, man, I'll tell you.
Well, we don't want people to be afraid. I love swimming in the ocean. Haven't done it yet this year, but I love going way out. Maybe better to go with a friend or a couple of other people. You know, not to be afraid. Just, you know, we're out there, we're watching, we're vigilant, we're working with our partners, lifeguards, et cetera. So, when, you know, if you hear the whistle and the arm swing, come on in, I would listen to that.
And visions of Roy Scheider from way back, my goodness, on those beaches in Amity Island. Laura Curran with us, county exec. All right, so the settlement, the opioids and everything else from the last couple of weeks, you got the ongoing trial happening right now at Torah College, but nonetheless, $1.1 billion. That's going to go a long way as far as what NASA will get. I think it's in the area of the mid-80s, sorry, $86, $87 million right around there. But that's going to go a long way, right? Because you got prevention, you got classes, education. I'd like to see more billboards, you know, much like the 80s, you know, with Nancy Reagan, just say no. I think we have to educate these kids a little bit more about the dangers. But all in all, that hopefully that money will go to good use, right?
Yeah, no, you're right. It's about education, prevention, and treatment. Obviously, you know, enforcement is important, and we take that very seriously, but you also have to deal with the prevention piece, the education piece, and the treatment piece, and that's something that we're very committed to doing. You know, we've been able to reinvigorate Operation Natalie, which involves community meetings, stepped up enforcement, visiting the homes of people who have overdosed, going back, connecting them to resources that are widely available, and that's something we are very much committed to doing with this money. Now, this is really quite an accomplishment. I'm really proud of our county attorney's team and our outside law firm. We're working well with Suffolk County, and, you know, we were really hit hard on Long Island from the opioid epidemic, and these pharmaceutical companies peddling this highly addictive pills, which has caused so much turmoil, so much havoc, death, pain, heartbreak, you know, upended lives. So we're going to use this money. We want to use every penny to stem the tide. We did unfortunately see an uptick in overdoses throughout the pandemic. We were making great progress. Overdoses were going down. Pandemic hit. Overdoses going up. Isolation, insecurity, you know, the dark spiral downward. And we want to be there. We want to be in the breach to help people as much as possible before, during, and after.
And listen, again, let's go back to numbers. 93,000 compared to 72. We're talking about pandemic times, too. And, you know, that's alarming. That's alarming. And that's why something had to be done here. You can't have just a slap on the wrist. Again, you know, NASA will get about 86, 87, Suffolk a little bit more, somewhere in the area, about 87 to 106, I read, somewhere in that area, $1 million. Mm-hmm. So that money's going to be put to good use.
It's possible we could get up to $115 million.
Oh, you can, good.
And this is really a landmark case. I mean, I think the rest of the country is going to look at what we've done, and it's going to be held accountable from sea to shining sea.
No question about it. Now, when it comes to assessment, listen, you and I have discussed this ad nauseum, pretty much. And, you know, the game of politics always rears its ugly head no matter what. It's rearing its ugly head right now around the country regarding the vaccine. And when it comes to assessment and reassessment and whatnot, you know, I have stated all along it had to be done. You had the guts to do it. The Mangano administration, quite frankly, swept it under the rug and said, you know what, not today. We'll do it another time. But in essence, you had to do what you did. You had to reassess. People who paid more are paying less and vice versa. Now, a lot of people are saying, you know what, the $17 million or so in refunds, you know what, is that really necessary? Well, you know what? What else is one to do here? If you don't attack the problem, it just, you know, it's like having a check engine light on in your car. You know, if you just kind of go about your business without taking care of your car, it gets worse. That's the way it always happens. Same thing with this, you know. And the fact of the matter is, it had to be done. Now, a lot of people get the refunds and everything else, but a lot of people are saying, could things have been done differently in that regard? So I ask you, as far as the $17.2 million or so, is there anything you look back upon and say, you know what, maybe we could set up a separate fund, maybe we could do that? Is there anything you could have done differently that you would have reversed right now?
You know, the main issue with that is that the courts were closed, so we couldn't do those cases. And obviously, we have to pay them. We will pay them. But I love your check engine light analogy because it's a problem, right? And if you have a problem and you avoid the problem because you don't want to deal with it because it's too hard, what happens? Does it get better? Does it go away? Does it get easier at all? No. The longer you delay, the longer you wait, the more difficult the problem gets and the more difficult the solutions get. But if you're in this position, you have to take responsibility. You have to take the bull by the horns and solve the problem. That's what people expect. And I understand that it's politically difficult. I understand that it's difficult on many levels. But that doesn't mean you avoid it because the problem just gets worse. I mean, so many of our financial problems in Nassau County, and I'm very proud that we've been able to balance our books and we have a surplus now, but so many of our financial problems stem from this rotten assessment systems that had just been avoided and avoided. So, you know, I'm not afraid to take on the tough fights, even if they're politically difficult, if it's the right thing to do.
No question about it. I mean, that's how you make headlines, I guess. But in all, it had to be done. Laura Curran with us. Now, listen, Elsa passed. You know, you think back, you're almost coming up to the one-year anniversary of Aziza, as far as Trop Stones are concerned. And everybody was thinking, okay, here's another test for good old PSEGLI, and I'm sure all eyes were upon them. You had outages and everything else, but they got everything back, you know, kind of a common thing when you have storms of this nature, no question. And now you have the deal as far as LIPA embracing PSEGLI. Again, they had options. But all in all, I know you were probably looking at this with a lot of intensity as Elsa passed through our system, correct?
Absolutely. All eyes were on PSEG Long Island, mine and everyone else's, and they knew they had to get it right. So, you know what? It was pretty much garden variety in terms of outages. There were some, but they were restored quickly. So, you know, I think people will continue to watch when more serious storms come. You know, LIPA is made a lot of noise about how they're keeping them accountable. So I think we will all continue to hold them accountable. We expect excellent service. And, you know, we should expect nothing less. And we will continue to hold them accountable and keep watching. But I'm sure the folks, in fact, I was speaking with them at PSEG Long Island, breathed a huge sigh of relief after Elsa.
Oh, yeah. No question. All eyes upon them. And listen, you know, we're right in the middle of the season, so who knows? And these storms are coming up fast and furious, and they're coming up north, too. You know, it's amazing how they dodge certain areas and then just kind of shift upwards. So even if you're in the Gulf, you know, these things are in the Gulf, as many are, you know, they kind of go northeast. It's unbelievable the tracks these things are on. I mean, you know, listen, anything goes these days, but you got to keep an eye on things. You know, Long Island is right in the target area, it seems, over the last couple of years. Incredible stuff. All right, let's go to pool.
Like so much in life, they're unpredictable.
They really are, and you got to really be careful and be on guard. All right, let's go to pool safety because Stu Leonard and the county kind of teamed up. Stu lost a child, from what I read. And, you know, you really got to be vigilant when in the waters now, especially, you know, what we do here every day is obviously report news, and we so many stories, Laura, regarding, you know, people struggling in the pools, backyard pools, some drowning. It is unbelievable. But you have to be vigilant. Pool safety courses. And listen, nothing wrong with taking safety courses, but you teamed up with Stu Leonard, right?
Yes. You know, unfortunately, Stu Leonard and his wife suffered a terrible loss, their toddler, drowned in a pool many, many years ago, and they have really made it their life's mission to educate people. They have a children's book. They speak out about it wherever they can. And the bottom line is, it's one of the highest leading causes of death for young children is drowning. And it just takes 1 second, literally 1 second. And, you know, I'm always concerned about, you know, you go on your phone, you kind of get sucked in. The world goes away and you're sucked into that. Even just for a few minutes, something terrible can happen. So we're getting the word out, you know, get swim lessons for your kids. We do live on an island. There are a lot of pools. We're a very water culture kind of people. Swimming lessons are great at a very young age. And just be vigilant. Be careful. Have some eyes on that child the entire time. Especially, younger kids.
Yeah, no question about it. The nice buses are going to have a little bit of an addition, right, with the bike racks and everything else. Is that in play, too? I think there were 6 lines or something regarding the racks, those who, you know, like to have that type of transportation.
Right. So we're starting, this is something we've been working on for quite a while, and I'm really happy that we've rolled it out, no pun intended. Some of our buses have bike racks on the front, and we're finding a lot more people riding the bus for fun. Go for weekend excursions, going down to the beach. There are a lot of great bike trails that are accessible by these lines that have the bike rack. So, you know, take advantage of it. It's no extra fee. It's up to 2 bikes per rack. And we want to see how this works. If people like it, I'm hoping to do more.
Yeah, good stuff there. And once again, folks, I want to reiterate because we're getting some questions here regarding the 12 to 15 age group. At Hempstead, and that'll be the rest of the week through Saturday. You can get that age group vaccinated, and that's happening over at Kennedy Park.
You know, even up through college, we're not stopping there. College, yeah. High school, middle school, if you're 12 and older, it's the Pfizer, so you're eligible. And you can just go to our website, nassaucountyny.gov/vaccine. To get all of the information, make an appointment or walk in.
Yep. And one more thing I wanted to get you on, and that was, do we have any new information regarding the beaches? I think I read 15 or so in Nassau were closed because of the elevated bacterial levels. And they're caused, folks, we've had a lot of rain. We've had a lot of that with stormwater runoff, you can imagine. But that's what happens with some of these beaches. There are a lot. I think it was 15 or so in Nassau. Do we have any word yet? I know there was going to be an update about an hour and a half ago or so. But any update, Laura, regarding some of these beaches?
Yeah, this happens all the time when there's a lot of rain, a lot of runoff. Our Department of Health is currently testing the bacteria levels, but it's usually temporary. I'm not sure if I haven't had the briefing this morning if they're open, but you can just check our website. We put it out to the press very regularly. And it's usually just, you know, a day or two, if that they're closed.
Any questions? Yeah. If you have any questions, call the health department representative, 9 to 445. They'll be open in about 35 minutes, 516-227-9700. And somebody will be on hand and give you that important info for you.
Our health department, you know, we heard a lot about the health department during contact tracing and COVID and all of that, but they're constantly monitoring things, restaurants and swimming and all those things. Very busy group.
No question. No doubt about it. Hey, great job. Appreciate the information. You stay well, stay safe. Enjoy as we get into August, and we'll talk to you in August. How's that?
I look forward to it. Thank you so much for having me, Jay. Really.
Always a pleasure. Yep, always a pleasure. Laura Curran, County Executive, Nassau County, in her usual spot. Final Tuesday of a month.